Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Now, more about some climate proofing of the finances, something that I might honestly have to take a look at myself, because as someone who's now responsible for myself, I probably some things that I'm overlooking.
You know, you're not alone, Blake. I think all of us are kind of in that boat, and we should be doing that every year. And I thought this is a great time of the year to talk about that. You know, spring is finally here. It's kind of been a long winter, and we've been waiting for that. So, you know, this means longer days, warmer sunshine, the green grass is popping through, and of course, more time outdoors. But spring also brings with it a few less welcome guests, maybe heat waves that are coming this summer, heavy rains that we might be experiencing, droughts, and even wildfires sometimes. According to the National Climate Assessment, these severe weather events are becoming more intense, more frequent, and even more widespread thanks to our climate change. And they're hitting home, literally affecting our families, our homes, and then eventually our finances. But there's good news. There's been a new resource created to help us prepare. It's called 52 Ways to Climate-Proof Our Finances. And it was developed by a team of extension professionals from across the country. It is packed with practical tools to help us protect our financial future, maybe even one week at a time, possibly. There are 9 key areas that they tackle, and they tackle a new action to build resilience across things from insurance, and housing, to food, to transportation, even taking a look at maybe what possible tax credits we might qualify for. And there's, a checklist to help us track our progress. So, you know, one area to look at is personal finance. Overall, looking at our finances can, of course, help us prepare for the unexpected. When a major, climate event occurs, do we have the access to the necessary resources? Sometimes it can be interrupted. You know, if you need to leave your home quickly or, you know, your home is destroyed, maybe in a fire, the recovery action requires quite a process of important papers that could be, you know, move along more smoothly if you have those all gathered and in one place. You know, looking at your insurance companies, they're all dealing with increased costs of claims for major climate events resulting from damaged properties and to vehicles. And those costs of the insurance companies gets passed on to us as consumers through the higher premiums. So, again, taking a look at your insurance, making sure you have the correct insurance for what you're needing to have covered. Another thing I think sometimes we don't even think about having prepared is clothing, shoes, and laundry. And acquiring and caring for those clothes takes energy and resources. Maybe assessing the amount of clothing we have and maybe even need, and the time it takes to care for that, you know, and reducing the financial and energy costs. Maybe if you live in an area where you can install a clothesline, you know, instead of running your dryer all the time, that's very helpful and one easy way to cut the cost of your energy bill. Another item is food, making sure that when you get home from the grocery store, you're preparing to store that food properly so you can have the maximum amount of time to eat that food. The grocery store is quite expensive for everyone, so making sure that you're ready and you only buy what you can eat in a certain amount of time before it spoils. Another topic is selecting energy-efficient building materials, maybe appliances. Sometimes those older appliances, they may still be working in our home, but possibly in the long run, if we're able to, purchasing a new one may save us energy in the long run because it can save us on some of that energy cost. Also taking a look at tax credits, this is a great resource. There's tax credits and rebates to combat the climate change, and taking advantage of these credits and rebates can provide countless long-term benefits for our households, such as lower energy bills and healthcare costs as well. So another section that these materials looks at is transportation. Maybe looking at the impacts that we're having on our world, maybe whether it's you know, to and from activities, or, you know, maybe we can walk somewhere instead of drive or ride a bike. And of course, that's always healthy for us as well. And just being prepared can lessen the fear, anxiety, and losses associated with extreme weather events. I think if any of us talk to a family member or a friend who's experienced this, it is very stressful, and individuals and families can, you know, get ready by creating plans and assembling those supplies or those boxes of grab-and-go things. So if and when that might happen, they're more prepared. And, you know, just becoming a professional in yourself, knowing the skills and knowledge and resources that are available and around the renewable energy and seeking volunteers. Becoming a professional, which could include, you know, increasing your knowledge and skills around the sustainability and renewable energy topic. You know, I would encourage you to start by quickly reviewing this list. It's a checklist that you can do, and, you know, talk about it with those in your home, and maybe together identify some of those tasks that work for your family to take a look at and start prioritizing those. You know, take one task at a time, such as maybe adapting energy-efficient appliances, while some, you know, you might want to every year, for example, looking at your insurance and making sure that you have the correct insurance. So, whether you're just getting started or looking to take your climate readiness to the next level, you know, this is a great guide. It's simple to use, and it's doable. So the best part is it's a program that I can bring out directly to you or your club or your organization with even more tools and resources for support. So if you would like more information on the 52 ways to climate-proof your finances or want to learn more ways to save money, contact myself at jmcnally@ksu.edu or feel free to call the office at 785-828-4438.
Phenomenal tips. I can't wait to see how people get to use those lovely tips. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mary's Dining City District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.